Welcome back to Believers Academy. This series, What Happened When You Became a Believer, will show you some of the new things in life that come with becoming a Christian. My name is Jason, and I'm a part of the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. In today's lesson, The Blood Covenant, we will go over a vital part of God's plan to rescue man. Go ahead and get a pen and paper to take notes. You can pause or rewind this teaching at any time to make sure you get every point. In addition, on this webpage, there are study aids such as leader's notes and a review worksheet for you to download. In this lesson, we will talk about covenants. So, the first thing we need to know is, what is a covenant? The word covenant has been around a long time and was used by ancient tribes of people, meaning to cut. It indicates a very powerful agreement similar to a contract, but much stronger. A covenant was made between two individuals or two groups of people, families, or tribes, and is based not on things in common, but on strengths and weaknesses. A strong bond was formed. There was a formal ceremony to initiate or cut a blood covenant. The leader of each group exchanged coats to indicate, "Who I am and all that I am, I give to you." Doesn't that sound like what Jesus said to us? He offers his resources and his strength to us. Then, in a covenant, the two parties exchanged weapons to show that my strength is at your disposal. Your enemies are mine, and even if I die, I stand with you. Again, this is what Jesus says to us in 2 Corinthians 12:9. My strength is perfect in your weakness. Jesus and the Father have given us weapons, spiritual weapons, to enforce the defeat of the enemy, such as the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, as listed in Ephesians chapter 6. We can even use God's strengths to control and overcome the desires of our mind, will, and emotions that would lead us into deception and away from God. Next, the leaders walked between sacrificial animals through a path of the animal's blood. They stopped in the middle and said, "Even as these animals have given their lives, I will stand with you even in the middle of death." No animal died and shed his blood for the new covenant. The sacrifice that established this biblical covenant was Jesus himself, the perfect Lamb of God. He offered himself to be crucified and shed his own blood to seal this covenant. The terms of the new covenant are found in Hebrews 8, 10 through 12. God offers to have a personal relationship with each person who believes in Jesus. Finally, a blessing was pronounced. The blessing of the new covenant is that Jesus has made this covenant available to us. Our new birth into the kingdom of God brings us into the position of being in Christ. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." Also, the Bible describes what happened when you accepted your place in the new covenant. 1 Corinthians 1:30, "God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself." Christ made us right with God, he made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. As you believe in the sacrifice of Jesus, you accept the relationship God offers. Everything God has is ready for you to use by covenant right. God has promised to be a father to those who believe in the sacrifice of Jesus. So as we are with Jesus in the covenant, God is our father also. You are in Christ. Therefore, you are in the covenant. Whatever the covenant promises, you can have. Everything you need is yours because you are in Christ, a member of the covenant and loved by God himself. Wow, what great news. You may not have realized all this happened when you became a believer. God and Jesus did a great work on your behalf, and now you can receive it all. We've come to the end of this lesson. In summary, we learned what a covenant is and what God promises you through the covenant sealed with the holy blood of Jesus. Here is a prayer of confession we can pray together. Heavenly Father, Thank you for sending Jesus to establish this covenant with His blood. I accept your offer. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am in Christ. That means that everything you have belongs to me. I now choose to walk in the benefits of this covenant in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, apply what you have learned by studying the covenant to find out what benefits you have. Then, depend on the promises of the covenant and enjoy life with God. Here are things you can do to learn more of what happened when you became a believer. List the steps involved between two parties as they cut covenant. What established the covenant between God and Jesus? Think about some of the benefits you receive by being part of the covenant made between God and Jesus. In the next lesson, You Were Given the Name of Jesus, we will learn about how to use the promises in the covenant. It's going to be great. So please come back and study with us again. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.